We left reflecting on death, on empty, of loss. And we return this Sunday as churches across the globe do to gather to be a people of the resurrected Lord. And so this morning, I hope, and throughout today, I hope you take that moment to ponder, to reflect, to remind yourself to live as and with our resurrected Lord. Luke 24 says, "But on the end of the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, 'Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. He is not here. He has risen.'" Let's pray together. God, on this Easter morning, we gather as a people who seek to remember and to live out the Easter story. God, thank you that the Easter story is lived out all around us through nature in this time of year as buds start to bloom and grass turns green, as the snow is gone and gentle rains come to bring moisture and new life to the earth. Thank you, God, that we see the resurrected life in people around us as we show acts of kindness, as we serve one another, as we place others before ourselves. God, thank you that we see the resurrected life through you in our faith. Thank you, God, that when we call to you, you answer us. Thank you, God, that we bring to you the dead places, the empty places, the places that feel as if they are done and there is no hope. That you breathe your resurrected life, your hope, your power into those places, and new life comes. God, help us to be a patient people as we live the resurrected life. Help us to be an expectant people, God. Help us to have enduring hope. And help us to return often to the grave that is empty, to our risen Lord. Amen. There's a few announcements, mostly focusing on next weekend, when we're delighted to announce again that the candidate for our lead pastor role that the pastoral search team has brought before us, Steve Cox, will be here next weekend. And it's a chance for us as a faith community to get to know Steve. So on Saturday from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we're going to gather here. We're going to gather at 4 o'clock, and Steve will share his personal testimony with us and some thoughts. And then we'll move into a time of eating together, and the meal will be provided for us. And then we'll enjoy some conversation with Steve and some family games. Time to be together. There will be a children's program, so parents, you're welcome to bring your children for that night. And there's two binders here. If you're able to let us know that you'll be coming to the meal, you can sign those today. We'll pass them around, and that will help us know how many to prepare for. Or you can email Lindsay. Then on Sunday morning, Steve will come back to join us for Sunday worship, where he will lead us in the message of the day. And following our worship service, there will be a time of voting. We'll have ballot voting, and we're welcome to vote. And then we're hopeful to share good news within the following days after that. So we invite you to come and to enjoy that time together. God invites us to give, to be part of. And this morning, as we give our offering, which is a financial gift, we do that hopefully with joy, with also the understanding that God can take and bring great life to the finances that we give, to do great things to the community here and to the global community around. You are welcome to give this morning as you can. And let's pray for our offering. God, again, as we ponder the Easter story, we recognize that there is power. God, that new things come, the unexpected. And so, God, we give you our financial gifts this morning, and we invite you to do the unexpected, to breathe life into these dollars that are just money, but can be used to do good things in your name. And so we give this morning as we can. Amen. As we're finishing our offering, we're going to invite the children to come forward for some time with Rachel. So all the kids are welcome to come and sit on these mats. So come on up, kids. Rachel will be happy to greet you. And for children and adults, I'm going to start with a story that comes from the words of the Bible. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he did not want to go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. And now Mary stood outside the tomb, and she was crying. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And they asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him."
Thank you. So friends, when we think about spring, what are some things that we think about? Spring and new life, what do we see outside? What are some things?
Flowers.
Flowers, any other ideas? What else do we see, Naomi? We see grass. Do we see things flying around in the air? What do we see? Birds, Elle, yeah? Butterflies, very nice. So we are going to, Luke, do you have another one? He just wanted to show his muscles. Those look really strong. Thank you. Okay, excellent. So, great. So we are going to do a story about the Easter butterfly. We're going to start at the very first slide. we're just going to start at the first slide. Sorry, I was here. Okay. One sunny day, a beautiful butterfly came floating. I know. One second. Sorry. So if we exit out of the video, there's the slideshow, yeah. So we'll just go to the first slide. Sorry, Wazir, to put you on the spot. So this story is called The Easter Butterfly. It's by Vicky Howie, and she, so excellent. Great, here we are. She wrote this story. There we go. So one sunny day, a beautiful butterfly came floating down from the sky, and it landed on a leaf, and there it laid an egg. And inside the egg, something was growing. I wonder what it was. It was a tiny creature that grew bigger and bigger until the egg cracked, and out popped a hairy, stripy caterpillar. Can you make your finger wiggle like a caterpillar? Ooh, nice. I'm hungry, said the caterpillar, and it began to munch at the leaf. Munch, 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 and there was nothing left of it at all. I'm still hungry, said the caterpillar, and it wriggled its way on to another juicy leaf, and it began to munch again. Can you pretend like you're a caterpillar munching on a leaf? Good sounds. Very soon, the little caterpillar grew into a great big caterpillar. He was a very good friend to all the other caterpillars. He showed them where to find the biggest, juiciest leaves, and he told them how to wave their tails in the air if ever there were hungry birds that came their way. No wonder the caterpillars loved to follow him. But one day, the friendly caterpillar told his friends, I'm sorry, but I must go away now and do something very special. Oh, don't go away and leave us, they cried. Who will show us where to find the juicy leaves? And who will help us scare away the big angry birds? And anyways, we love you. And we don't want you to go away, not now, not ever. I really must go, said the caterpillar. But don't be sad. I promise you'll see me soon, and you'll be so glad. And the caterpillar wriggled its way up a bumpy tree stump, and it began to spin itself into a silky web called a cocoon. And he snuggled down inside the cocoon, and he pulled it over his head, and he disappeared from sight. And when the other caterpillars saw that their friend had gone away, they were sad. Inside the cocoon, the caterpillar began to change. And he wriggled out of his stripy, hairy body, and he grew long legs and a silky wings, and he burst out of the cocoon as a beautiful, colorful butterfly. And now we can watch that little video clip. Sorry, Wazir. Aw. There's all the things. Yeah, it's still the same. We'll start the story over again. Is everybody good if we start over again? Okay. This will be on the gathering's blooper reel. Okay. So we want to start at the beginning, play from the beginning. Is that possible? Yeah. Do you want to do that? Okay. Okay. So we'll go through and we'll just go to the cocoon. So there's the butterfly laying the egg. Wow, there's the little caterpillar. It's eating, it's growing. Oop, there it is. Growing. There's the caterpillar friends. They love their friend caterpillar. There he is, looking very majestic. Okay, and then this is the process of going into the cocoon. And there it is. There's the cocoon. Have one of you guys seen those before? Yeah, some of you have, some of you haven't. Okay, so there it is. We can go to the next one. Oh, and then look at that. Some transformation is happening. And then we can go to the next slide. Okay. And we'll just play from 40 seconds in. And we're not meant to hear anything. Let's just really focus on looking at this with our eyes and seeing what happens. Okay, great. We can go to the next slide. Thank you. And as he was drying out his wings in the sun, the caterpillar's friends found the empty cocoon, and they started to cry. Oh no! Where has our best friend gone? They cried. The hungry birds must have eaten him. Now we'll never see him again. Why are you crying? Asked the new butterfly. Are you looking for me? The caterpillars looked around. It's you, they cried. You've come back. But look at you. Now you're a beautiful butterfly. A good friend always keeps his promise, said the butterfly. Don't forget, I'll always be your friend. One day, you'll be butterflies too, and then we'll float above our patch together forever. And that is the story of the Easter butterfly. So you guys can go find your seat.
And kids can stay here. You can stay for one more minute. And we're going to finish in the Bible story. So just like the caterpillar friends were wondering, and they were so sad about where their caterpillar friend went, we left in the Bible story with the angels asking the woman, why are you crying? And at this point, she turned around and she saw Jesus standing there. But she did not realize it was Jesus. And he asked her, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was a gardener, she said, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. And it's like the caterpillar friends thinking that the birds had eaten their caterpillar friend. Then the angel spoke to the woman and said, don't be frightened, he said. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he isn't here, for he has come back to life again, just as he said he would. Come in and see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples, who were his friends, that Jesus has risen from the dead and that he is going to Galilee to meet them. That is my message to them. Don't be frightened. Go and tell the good news that you have seen the Lord. And peace be with you is the message Jesus leaves us. The wonderful thing about the Easter message is that it can be found in many forms, that we can use our eyes, our ears, meditation, our our wanderings, the expression of our works of our hands, to reflect the Easter story, to know the Easter story. And so this morning, that's what we're going to do. We're going to invite each of us to become the explorers of the Easter story. And we have created three different stations this morning for you to go to. You get to go to two of the three. The first one will be with Rachel, and you're making the Easter butterfly, and it is in room two. So if you want to start with making of an Easter butterfly, you may go out to the foyer in the second room. Room number two. The second center is in room number one, and it's with Claire. And it's in that time we're using our voices and our minds, and we're going to unpack the Easter story together through discussion. And the third center is in this room with myself. And this room is divided into three reflection centers. You may choose one or three. We have about 15 minutes in each of our two centers that you'll pick. The first center, you may come and just do reflection in the front of the cross. I invite you just to be at the cross. And there's some instructions or some guidelines if you would like. The other table here is where you can make a word art around Easter. And this is just taking words of Easter and bringing all the depth of the meaning through the words we can think of. And the third table in this area is reflecting through the Blue Jays' new hashtag and to look about what it means to be a people that want to let's rise. And there's some reflective questions. You can do this as quietly or as much in community as you like. Families, you can travel together. There is nursery for those up to 3 years old. And so we invite you now to stand, to go find a center, butterfly, discussion, or reflection. Please enjoy this time of building community and faith. You out. The cross remains. You may grab a chair, sit and spend some time there. There is a lovely refreshment table at the back today. And Jesus came and breathed the words on the disciples and said, go in peace. Let me be your peace. Go in peace on this Resurrection Sunday. Thanks for sharing Easter morning with us. Amen.